Hachette Audio presents Revolver, written by Dwayne Swersinski, read by Rick Zeef, John Glushevich, and Christine Lakin. In memory of Philadelphia police officer Joseph T. Swersinski, 1892-1919. Who stole the Kishka? Someone call a cop. The Mattis brothers. Stan Walchak, May 7th, 1965. Officer Stanislav Stan Walchak usually takes his beer by the gallon, but he's taking it easy this hot spring afternoon. He uses the backs of his thick fingers to wipe away the sweat beading up on his forehead. It's 72 degrees and very humid. His Polish blood can't stand the humidity. He looks over at his partner, George W. Wilde. Unlike Stan, Wilde rarely breaks a sweat. He also hardly ever drinks. But after the week they've had, George said a cold one was most definitely in order. Stan couldn't agree more. They're in plain clothes, but anybody setting foot in the bar would immediately tag them as cops. No white guy ever hangs out with a black guy in North Philly, unless they're undercover fuzz. Technically, both are shirking duty. A dozen blocks away, protesters are surrounding Girard College, and Stan and George are supposed to be there to help keep order. Over 130 years ago, the richest man in Philadelphia willed most of his considerable fortune to establish a school for poor white male orphans on the outskirts of the city. Over the next 100 years, neighborhoods rose up around the campus. The neighborhood changed from German to Irish to Jewish, and finally to black, even as the students of Girard College remained poor, white, and male. After Brown versus Board of Education, however, blacks began to fight for their seats in the classroom. Picketing by the NAACP began 7 days ago, and the commissioner dispatched 1,000 police to the scene to make sure nothing got out of hand. The last thing the city wants is another riot like that clusterfuck on Columbia Avenue last August. Stan and George were assigned to the protests from the very first day. Punishment detail, best they can figure. They must have pissed off someone high up. But despite fears of another...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?